Today's Shir Masechta Menachos Daf Ayin. We will begin Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, the bottom line. In our previous Shir, the Gemara had discussed quite extensively what is the halacha when you plant something in the ground. How does the halacha view it? And the Gemara now asks along those lines, "Boy, Rabbi, in your Maisamai, what's the halacha when we speak about Maisam? Do we look at what we planted, or do we look at what has grown after we planted?" And the Gemara explains itself. Hey, Chidami, Kigoin Demdinu Vesrinu. A person cut grain, and he took off Maiser. And the Gemara is actually saying that when he took off the Maiser, he did it based on an estimation, that he took off Maisa based on the estimation. And the Rambam explains that we're speaking about grain that already grew a third, that because as the Tvaz says, and this will be a concept that will come up a number of times in our coming shurim, that they had not even grown a third, it's meaningless. So what happened here was that it grew a third. He cut it, took off Maiser based on an estimation, because as the Rishonim point out, it's impossible to count exactly what you have when you only have them a third grown. And now this grain was put back into the ground, and now they grew more. Imtim Tzolaima, so now says the Gemara, let's understand how to view this question. Imtim Tzolaima Deloy Azlin Bosa Iker, that what grew is not connected to what was there from before. V'tas Sefes by Yisurei, and certainly what grew after it was replanted. We have to take Maisa from, says the Gemara, that's not a question. But the question here is, Ikamai. The Gemara's question here is, do we have to take off Maiser again from what was planted, taken off Maiser and replanted, or not? Amar le'Abaye. So Abaye says to Rava, Maishna mekol chit v'sari ba'alma. Why should the halacha over here be different from all other situations that people take off, that people plant and replant, and they have to take off Maiser? So why over here should it be any different? Why over here should anything be different? In other words, the way Rishonim explained the question, how does it work whenever you plant something? You have something that grows, and then it has seeds in it, and after you take out the seeds, when you have seeds in it, you take off trumas and maisers, and that covers the seeds that were in whatever you used. And now you replant it. So why should, and then you take off and everything that grew. So why should this be any different than that traditional case? That whenever we plant something, and then it's from something that we took off maisers from, when we replant it, we don't take that into consideration. So why over here should it be any different? To which Rava responds to Abaye. So Rava says to Abaye, in something where the seeds decompose, and the seeds of barley and wheat are that type of a situation. So what you planted, the seeds, is not included in what grew. And since when you planted the seeds, they're not included in what grew, there's no question that whatever you have now is something that's brand new, from which Trumas and Maisris was not taken, and therefore you have to take Trumas and Maisris at this point. Al-Kikamaboyle, the question that's being posed now is regarding Dovish Ein Zarakala, something that doesn't decompose. So now we want to know, how do we look at the part that was already planted, that Maisa was taken from? How does the halacha view that? Answers the Gemara. Tifshalei, we could answer this question. Litra bottle, a certain amount of onion, shetiknu, the trumas and maisers were taken off, and then it was replanted in the ground. The zara, it was replanted in the ground. The alochim sasalafi kula, we take off maisa, even for what was planted in the ground, even though that was something which trumas and maisers were taken. So we see that even medava she'ein zara kula, it has, medava she'ein zara kula, it has the same alochim. Says the Gemara, Hossam, it's not a perfect example. Because Hossam, when we speak about the onion, Hainaz Riyasa, that's the way we always plant onions. We don't plant just a seed. We put in a full onion. And we look at the onion like it's decomposed. And therefore, since we look at it like it's decomposed, what does that mean? It doesn't really decompose. So the way I sort of Mefarshim explained the Gemara's question means that since that's the way it's always planted, so what we're taking off is only what grows new. Hachap, but when we speak about seeds, grain that was cut, taken off mice and replanted, that isn't lav hainas riyosa. That's not the normal way of planting. And since that's not the normal way of planting, the Gemara says we have now a fair question: what do we do with the trumas and maisers? Amalei Rav Chanina bar Minyamin Labaya. What's the halacha if somebody took off trumas and maisers from something that grew in a flower plot that doesn't have a hole on it? That the question is, what? How does the halacha view the taking off trumas and maisers from such a flower pot? So the Gemara explains it. Ilay nokov, if it doesn't have a hole on the bottom, what's the question? Ilay nokov, ilay nokov. If you're taking from one flower pot that has no hole for another flower pot that has no hole, they're both the same. It says, tomorrow, maybe what you meant to say is, Dilma chosven nekakumet. Maybe what you mean to say is that after you made a hole in this flower pot, that means somebody planted grain in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, it grew somewhat, and then he made a hole in the flower pot, and the grain continues to grow. And now the Gemara's question is, if, as we've been discussing in our shiurim, that what is grows new is not connected to what was there originally, so what grew new, grew anew, is chayv and maisa midaraisa. The question is, what was there from before, how does the halacha view it? Do we say that that also is now chayv and maisa midaraisa, and therefore you could take from the original on what grew extra, because they have the same level of chiv, or do we say that was there originally is something that grew in a flower pot that doesn't have any hole, and it, since it grew in a flower pot that doesn't have any hole, it's not chayv and maisrus, and therefore you can't take off from the original pot on what grew on the new pot, because you're taking menachiv ala ptor, the old pot was something that wasn't chayv and or not. And that's the question, is the original part chayv maisa midaraisa, or is it not chayv maisa midaraisa? Says the Gemara, Abaya continues to say, there's no question that when we have the part that we started, and now we have the new part that grew after the flower pot got a hole, then the part that was there originally is connected to what was there, to what grew now. The hocha chadiz rihu, it was all one act of growing. It's growing out of the same flower pot. And when we made the hole in the flower pot, that makes it complete act, a complete situation of growing. Hasam, but the question that we began our shiur with was a whole different question. We began the shiur discussing where you planted and then replanted. That's a whole different situation, and the Gemara doesn't answer that question. Continues the Gemara by Rav Avuah Shpolos Shemarcha Bakri. If somebody took some grain that and put it into a pile, for Shasla, and he planted it in the ground, Karla Shein B'Mechubar, and identify Trumas and Maisers while it's attached. Mahu, what's the halacha? Kivan de Mercha, since it was already completed processing, we often speak in our shurim that smoothing out the top of the pile of produce is considered that you finished the job. So do we say, at this point, Kivan de Mercha Tavlala, it became Tevel, and therefore when you identify Trumas and Maisers, Kikala Shem Kachala, that's considered a legitimate way of making it Trumas and Maisers. Idoma, Kivan de Shasla, since it was replanted, Pakalei Tevlamenei. Because the Torah says, the Heroisim Imenu Trumas Hashem, and from here we learn, Shlo Yitra Mena Mechubra. So anything that's connected to the ground is not, can't have the category of Tevel. If it can't have the category of Tevel, we can't have Trumas and Maisers Chayiv in it. Amalei Rabbanan says, so the Shita points out that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that it's permissible to be eaten. It certainly became Tevel, and Tevel may not be eaten without taking off Trumas and Maisers. The question is, what is the status of what was replanted? How does the halacha look at that? Amalei Rabbanan Labaya. So Rabbanan said to Rabbaya, and came at Sina Truma Shem Chubal Karkam. If you're going to say that the Truma is effective on this and now it remains that way, even if it's replanted, we're going to have an interesting situation, says the Gemara. Then came at Sinu Truma Mechubal Karka. That something should be considered in the category of Truma, even though it's planted in the ground. But Tanan, and we know that the rule is Lametzina Truma Mechubal Karka, something that's attached to the ground, can never be considered a Truma. Because the Pasuk says, Reish is Dagoncha, something that's Dagoncha, something that's detached, not anything else. Amalei, Kitanya Hi, that's halacha that we're learning, that something that's attached to the ground can never be considered truma. It's regarding the chiyuv of misa b'dei shemayim. If somebody eats truma b'mezid, that he's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Or if somebody eats truma b'shoigig, that the halach is that somebody eats truma b'shoigig, he is chayiv karen v'chaymish. Detalish v'ochel, if somebody went now and detach something that has the status of truma and now is attached to the ground, v'gochen v'ochel, titolish v'ochel tolishu. If it's considered disconnected, and since it's considered disconnected, certainly he's going to be chayiv for eating truma when he's is, of course, not allowed to eat it. V'gochen v'ochel, but now the Gemara says, what about if somebody ate it while it's detached to the ground? Says the Gemara, "Batal datal etzakol adam." This not a way people eat, and since it's not the way people eat, it would not be considered that you ate truma that you should be chayiv. So our Gemara is teaching us that if somebody eats something while it's still attached to the ground, it's not considered that you did an act of eating that you should be chayiv. So it's not considered. It's not considered derech achila. The Shailos Hatshuvos Marsham says that when is that the halacha? It's only if, as the Gemara indicated, where somebody had to bend down and get down to the floor, and while these fruit are on the floor, he somehow had to figure out how to eat it. But let's say you have a fruit on a tree, says the Marsham, and the fruit on the tree is at the same level as your mouth, and you take a bite of that fruit, says the Masham, that would be considered a derech achila. Another point that the Tzlach wants to make, somebody, by the status, by truma is different by everything else. By everything else, which is issa achila, you only chayv you ate it kederech hanosim, if you ate it in a way that it's enjoined. A zor that eats trumish like a derech chilosoi is still chayv to pay karen v'chaymish. So says the Shas Chus Nei Behuda that we have to look at every circumstance. And he says if somebody ate it completely in a derech in Shaloika Derech Achila, that's not going to be considered a Maisa Achila. And since it's not going to be considered a Maisa Achila, that's why you won't be Chayv the Keren V'Chaymish. And Avinezer is very strong in making this point. The Avinezer's point in this Gemara is that this is not a din in Truma that the Gemara is focusing on. The Gemara is focusing, is this considered an act of Achila? You're only Chayiv for eating Truma. Yisrael is only Chayiv for eating Truma if something that is detached to the ground. But if something, it's not attached to the ground, then it's not something that should be Chayiv for Achila. Umayshna, says the Gemara, why is this different when somebody eats Truma versus Mechubal Karka? Medeksiva Pinkas of the Ilfas. Ask the Gemara, why is this different than what was written on a note that Ilfa wrote? Bey Nevel Saif Tar. A tar, a bird that's a kosher bird, that died and became a Nevela. Miktsasim Bechutz, and there were eggs inside the womb of this bird. Miktsasim Bechutz, Miktsasim Bifnim. If some of the egg is still within the bird, and some is protruding from outside the bird, that, in other words, it started laying eggs before it died, and then it died. So what's inside the bird, that aloch is tamein begonim beis ablia. They have the same status of a nevelos oiftar, that we know the aloch is that the nevela of a oiftar has a special halacha when it comes to tumat tahara, that as soon as somebody eats it, he becomes tamei, tama beis ablia. But mechutz, the eggs that are outside of the bird's womb, ematam tumas beis ablia, they're not considered nevela, they're considered like regular eggs. So we see that here a person ate eggs that are in the womb of a bird, which is obviously not the way eggs are normally eaten, but we don't say batla datla etzakol adam. So why by truma, that if you ate the produce as it's on the ground, it's going to be considered maisa achila? Answers the Gemara, tovish avidit inish dachli hachi. People eat something that is detached from the ground, and that's why it's considered achila. Mechuba, but something that is detached from the ground. So since people eat eggs when they're detached, it's enough to be considered to ate something. But chuba like avdi in shidachli. But people don't eat things that are connected to the ground, and therefore, it's not considered a maisa achila. And this is a very interesting discussion. What would be the halacha if somebody eats on Shabbos fruit, vegetables that are attached to the ground and he eats it that way? Will that be considered an act of a act of toilish that you'll be chayiv? And it seems that the Paiskim say, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is quite clear, af im yoichas apri b'ayda mechubah, if you eat a fruit while it's still connected to the ground, ein lecha k'tlisha gedul mezo. That's considered an act of t'lisha. He says, it's not an issa deraisa, but it's going to be considered an issa derabanan. Interestingly, to point out that the Bechor Shor is stricter. And he says that even though we're saying that as far as Hilchus Achila is concerned, it's not considered Derech Achila, but says the Bechor Shor, Hilchus Shabbos don't have the same rules as Hilchus Achila. And at the end of the day, what you did here was you detached something from the ground. And since at the end of the day, you detached something from the ground, suggests the Bechor Shor that not only are you going to be chayv in Shabbos, but actually be in Issa Daraisa. Omer Avtavyumi Bakist Amishmul has a ray klaim batsu shen enokev. Somebody plants klaim in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole. Osir, it's even though it's not osir medaraisa for klaim, it's osir medrabanan. Omer Abai, to which Abaya commented, Bishloma Yeshmin Loik Max Madras Rabbanan. Says if what he's come to teach us is that you're over the Rabbanan, and we know if somebody violates the Rabbanan's chayiv, Marcus Mardus, great. Ella, to tell us that Osir, my commercial, what's the chiddush? But Rabban have Zaria. If he's trying to tell us that when you plant something in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, it's considered an act of planting tanina. Because the Mishnah says in Masechet Damai, Tarim min she'en nakav al nakav, Truma, it is considered Truma Yaksav Yitraim. So we see that Midrabanon, it's considered something that's growing from the ground. And therefore, certainly, we understand that this will be Aser Midrabanon. What the Gemara means to say by Aser, the Gemara means to say, I saw, is that it's considered an Aveira, Shmuel did not, Abai did not say the word Makos Magdus because he says you wouldn't get Makos Magdus. Other Rishonim disagree and say that everybody agrees that this is considered a violation of the Rabbanon that carries with it Makos Magdus. Says the Mishnah Chitin, wheat, soy and barley, kusma, shibol, shova, shifan, rye, spelt, oats, hare elu, chayovim, v'hal chala. If somebody makes a dough out of them, you have to take off chala, mustafim zemze, and they all combined to the shear which we've been discussing of challah. V'asur b'chadosh b'fnei Pesach. Furthermore, says the Gemara, all these types of grain are in the category of chadosh, which we have been discussing so very extensively. When we say that they're all in the category of chadosh, what we mean to say is that until the second day of Pesach, when we bring the Minchas HaOmer, you're not allowed to eat from the grain. Melikza Mufnei HaOmer, and furthermore, you're not allowed to cut from this grain until we bring the Minchas HaOmer. Hishrishu Kaidol HaOmer, but says the Mishnah now, if anything took root before the HaOmer was brought, HaOmer Matiram, so by bringing the Karman HaOmer, we're allowed to eat them. The Mlav, if they did not take root before the HaOmer was brought, the halacha is that you're going to have to wait until next year. Says the Truma Sedeshin, what does it mean that it took root? So Truma Sedeshin says it takes 3 days for grain to take root. And therefore he says that any grain planted prior to the 13th day of Nisan may be eaten 3 days later after the 16th day of Issan. The Shach disagrees, and he quotes a Mishnah Masechet Shviyos that holds that it takes 2 weeks for grain to take root. And therefore, according to the Shach, anything that was planted after 2 weeks before the second day of Pesach has to wait for next year. The Shulchan Aruch, when it quotes the Halach of our Mishnah, says the Bezman Hazeh, that we don't have a Karban Omer, the newly planted grain depend if it took root prior to the second day of Pesach to 16 days of Nisan. Ask the Karen Ira, so we're learning that it has to take root prior to the 16th of Nisan. Ask the Karen Ira that in Daf Samach Ches, we see that the Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Chadosh may only be permitted to be eaten on the 70th day of Nisan. Because he, Rabbi Yehuda, as we learned there, says, Ad etzem hayoyim azeh means until the 16th of Nisan passes. So ask the Karen Oira that since that permission to eat Chodesh does not take place until the 17th of Nisan, so the halacha ought to be that any grain that took root prior to the 17th of Nisan should be permitted. It should not be considered anymore Chodesh. Answers the Rabbi Yehuda, the coin to Rabbi Yehuda, the issa to eat chadosh is not lifted during the last moment of the day. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding is that it's a procedure that begins at the beginning of the 16th in the morning and ends in the evening. For as we explained, the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is ad v'ad b'chlal. So it doesn't mean, says the Noi Rabbi Yehuda, that until the 17th of Nisan, there is no problem. Rather, the way to understand it is that it begins on the 16th, but the heter only culminates as we get into the night of the 17th, or the morning of the 17th. And therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that we can't eat from, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that we can't eat from the chadosh that took root that did not take root before the 16th day of Nisan. Says the Gemara, Tana Kusman min Chitin Hain. Says the Gemara, Kusman is a form of Chitin. Shibala Shov Shifrin min Tsarin Hain, they're in the family of Bali. Kusman Gulba, says the Gemara, Kusman is what's known as Gulba. Shifrin is what's Dishra. Shibuli Shol is what's known as Shibuli Tan. Ask the Gemara, based on what we're learning here, that Hani in, only these foods, these are the Chameshis Mine Dogim, and only by the Chameshis Mine Dogim is there a Chiyav Chala. Oiriz V'doichen, rice and millet, loy. Menani Mili, ask the Gemara, from where do we know this halacha? Amar Shlokos, ask your lachem lachem and matzah. We learn Gzeres Shava from matzah. What does that mean? Ksiv hachvay ba'achachem b'lechem aretz. V'ksiv hasam, regarding matzah, also the word lechem oini. So whatever is considered a grain as far as matzah is concerned is considered a grain as far as Hilchos Chal is concerned. Ask the Gemara, Hosam Gufa Menolam. And how do we know that that's the halacha by matzah? Omer Yishlokas became Tana the Bere of Shmuel. Became Tana the Bere of Elazar ben Yaakov. Omer Krolei Sochel of Chometz. Shivas Yom Tachel of Matzah Lechem Oini. We learn from here, Dvarim HaBoam Dei Chimutz. Only something that can become leaven, that can become chametz, can be used for matzah. Other yoitz ben yidei chavatzah bePesach can be used as matzah. However, when we speak about oyres v'doichen, yotze elu, when we speak about oyres v'doichen, shem bala dei chimutz, when they rise, that's not called chimutz, they sirchen. It's a type of fermentation. It's a type of fermentation, but it's not something that is considered chametz. And of course, the only grains that could be used to make matzah is something that could become chametz. This is not something that could become chametz. And since it's not something that could become chametz, these grains are not something that could become chametz. That's why we're not chayiv. The Sefer Imrei Avraham explains. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashrei Tamimei Derech, Ha'olchem b'darach Hashem. What does that mean? What that means is that even when a person is not sitting in the Beis Medrash, learning, not sitting in the Beis HaKnesses, davening, but even when he's outside the world, whatever he's doing, he still always remembers that we have to live as a Jew is supposed to live, follow what the Torah wants us to do, not do Averis, and do mitzvahs. And that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk is saying, Ashrei Samir Meidelech, the people HaHolchem, they're out in the world, they're still following Darach Hashem. Ashrei Noitzrei Edoisa B'chol Lev Yidushua. In whatever situation, says the Mei Avram, that's what Pshat. Dvam Abam Dechimutz. Even somebody who's in a place where he has challenges, that's what is Adam Yoitzv Dechavasai. When the person has challenges and he's able to overcome those challenges, that's when we know the person is doing what's supposed to be. Another similar pshat I saw from the Sefer of Yechi Yosef. He says, people have all sorts of personalities. People have all sorts of behavior traits. And we typically categorize them. And some we consider positive, and some we consider negative. But he says that's not the way the Torah looks at it. The way the Torah looks at it is that every trait that we have, every character that we have, is something that we should use for avodas Hashem. If a person gets angry, he should get angry when somebody's doing what the Torah doesn't want us to do. So he says, Dvar Mabayim Dechimutz, if something looks like it's chimutz, if something looks like it's not proper, you could take that trait and use it in a positive way. Adam yotzbem day chavasa bePesach, they can be used to fulfill the most important mitzvah of eating matzah. We learned further in the Mishnah the various different types of grains, mitzvah from zem zeh. So says the Braisa Tfua, a grain, the kamach and flour, the betzekas dough, but start from zeh mzeh, they all combine. To which the Gemara asked Lamai Hilchasa, what was meant when we say that Lamai Hilchasa, what it meant that we all combine? Amar Rav Kahana, Linyan Chadash. that if somebody combined these various things that we just mentioned, it's going to be, and made them into a dough, which is chamish, chadosh, and it's before they brought the carbon omer, yechayiv. Rabbi Yosef Amar Leinyan Chametz B'Pesach, that if somebody combined all these different foods for kezayis chametz, he's chayiv and Pesach. Rapapa says, Leinyan Ma'aseh Sheni, that if the halacha is the Ma'aseh Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, that if you combine the kezayis of these food and you ate them chutz Yerushalayim, the yochel like chutz l'chayma, lucky if it's Ma'aseh Sheni. Rav Amar Leinyan Tumas Eichlin, that we know that the shear of Tumas Eichlin we've always discussed is a kebaya, and you combine these different foods to the shear kebaya, then you have, and it will combine for Ilchus Tumas Eichlin. For Kamashman, the Tvua, the Kamachim Dumi de Betzekis, Ma'asim Uchle Be'enai, you have the food, Avachanami Uchle Be'enai, the food is there, and that's how it will become food for Ilchus Tumas Eichlin. For Tanya Chitin, ask the Gemara here, Tanya Zariah. Chitin bein klufa bein shein klufa, whether the peel was removed or not, mistarefis to the shear beya. Seer, soira gal, barley klufa, mistarefis, if the peel was removed, it combines. Shena klufa ein mistarefis. Ask the Gemara any, but time to bey Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk says regarding Tumas Eichlem, the kiyipam and the philosom, a kol zera zirua shi zira, kederach shibnei adam etzin lezrea, that we look at it the way people treat these foods normally, meaning chita b'kliposa, wheat in its shell, sar b'kliposa, v'adosh b'kliposa. The people eat all these foods are with their bran on them, and therefore they should be mitzaref. Answers the Gemara, why are we saying that barley, wheat, yes, barley not? Answers the Gemara, loy kasha. Ha, the brisa that says, that they're part of it, belachos. There ha beyavishes. The two ways of looking this. Rashi explains that the moist klipos stick to the grain, and therefore they're considered a shomer of the grain. And since they're considered a shomer of the grain, they're combined with the food. The klipos that are dry just fall off. Another way Rashi explains is that when they're still moist, they're edible. And since while they're still moist, they're edible, they combine with the grain. But when they're dry, they're not edible. We learned further, Asurim b'chadosh b'fnei Pesach, that before Pesach, they're asur, says the Gemara, because of chadosh b'non emili. How do we know that only for the chameshis mini dogim do we have the halacha of chadosh? Amar shlokosh asur lech lech lematzah. Going back to what we spoke about earlier in the shir, that just like by matzah, it's only from those five grains, so too by chadosh. For liktsam of Ne'aymer, we learned that the Mishnah, we may not cut them before the Mikhas Ha'im is brought. Menei Hanimili, how do we know this? Halacha, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Asya Reishas Reishas Mechala. We learn from the halacha of chala. And just like chala can't be, only applies to these five grains, so too this halacha. Ask the Gemara, my kind of omer, what does the Gemara mean that you can't eat them before the omer is cut? Says the Gemara, my kind of omer, b'yanam kind of tzias omer, till the new omer, which they're going to use for the nechas omer is cut, you can't cut any of these grains. One can't cut them until they bring the carbon omer. Says the Gemara, Tanan, the Mishnah says, Asurim b'chadosh lefnei Pesach, so now the Gemara says, let's try to understand this line of the Mishnah. So Bishlam Lamandama Kainamus Aimer, that you can't cut them before you bring, you can't eat the Chadosh until you bring the carbon, but you could cut them once you cut the Aimer. So now we can understand why the Mishnah, like Karavel Evatanelei, why the Mishnah did not combine this Achila with this Akzira. According to the man d'omer, that after k'tzirus omer, you could eat levina l'snunu. We could have combined and said asurim b'chadosh or litzel lefnei Pesach. Alitma sefer itma. The Mishnah says a mishrishu kaidem l'omer. If they took root before the omer haimer matayram, so that the Gemara now debates before when does it have to take root. My koinim loimer. Rabbi Yainai oimer koinim avos oimer. It has to take root before the oimer is actually bought. And Rabbi Yosef Zad oimer, it has to take root koinim tziris oimer. Says Dor Sameach, from according to the maskon of the Gemara, the tziris oimer allows us to cut the chadash, but tfuah that takes root after the tziris oimer, the halacha is that you will be allowed to eat it after you bring the carbon oimer. But there are those that disagree and say that this fruit, if you have something that took root between the cutting of the oimer and the bringing of the carbon oimer, you're going to have to wait for next year.